County Sheriff Kiki Vigil says he does not enforce federal immigration laws. He says his people just stop drug trafficking and help the poor travelers stranded by coyotes. He recently wrote that immigration laws are the Fed's province, not part of his duty, adding, quote, "If local law enforcement becomes immigration agents, it will discourage undocumented residents from reporting crime, and that community will be targeted and preyed upon." That's right, and it's county policy. But Dasso does enforce immigration laws, costing maybe 800 people their freedom during the past 18 months, people who committed no state crimes. One Dasso report lists 518 CBP referrals during the October 2016 to September 2017 period. Looking at other records for that period, I counted more than 600 people whom Dasso reported to Border Patrol, helped Border Patrol apprehend, or otherwise assisted the feds in imprisoning. For those 600, reports mention no state crimes. I didn't count the handful who were reportedly bringing in drugs or smuggling undocumented humans. Records show another 195 CBP referrals in the last 6 months, with only 6 arrests. The vast majority were not carrying drugs for sale. Border Patrol is doing its job, whether or not you agree with its job description. Some would argue Dasso should do that job too. Sheriff Vigil says he shouldn't and doesn't, but apparently he does. 600 people last year, many in groups of 2 or 3, without any apparent intent to break New Mexico's laws. I've tried to get Sheriff Vigil to explain the contradiction and why he isn't lying, but he hasn't responded yet. Last fall, to obtain County Commission approval of Stone Garden grants, Vigil's undersheriff promised the commission that those grants would not require Dasso to enforce immigration laws, but would be used to fight drugs and gun running. They said they'd follow county policy. I asked Commissioner Billy Garrett whether Stone Garden meant enforcing federal law. Garrett said, quote, "They were not supposed to be using Stone Garden for enforcement of immigration laws, and I've asked every time it came up." Video of that commission meeting seems to show Dasso flatly misleading the commission to get the grant approved. Commissioner John Vasquez posed a scenario. What if a deputy working overtime on Stone Garden money has intel that someone is running drugs in Hatch? Say he stops the car and finds there are no drugs, but the driver is here illegally. Roberts says that if there were no state crimes, we'd have to go back to our policy that we don't enforce the immigration laws. They would be released. Vasquez pointed out that the county could terminate the grant. Will the commission look into that?